Hi, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey. Honored to be with you this Friday. I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus, and I hope this time is valuable and uplifting for you. On Sunday, we started a series that we do every year called Wide Open World, where we focus on how God has invited us, His church, into His mission to reach the world. This series ties into our core value of reaching priority, that we're willing to do whatever it takes to reach the one, because what we see in the Bible is God calling and using ordinary, everyday individuals, men and women, to develop, advance, and move His story of redemption forward. That all of us have been called by God to engage in His mission, which is, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of age. That is from Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. This is every Christian's mission, right? It's the job description of the church until Jesus comes back. This is what we're supposed to be doing with our time and our talents and our treasures and our lives. And so we kick this series off by looking at Abraham from the Old Testament, who took one of the greatest steps of faith in the entire Bible to trust, follow, and obey God in calling him to God's activity and into God's mission. In Genesis 12, God calls Abraham saying, go from your country, from your kindred or your family, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Abraham responds to God's call, and so he and his family, they set out. However, the Bible gives us an interesting detail in how this journey began to take place for Abraham. In Genesis chapter 11 and verse 31, it says, Terah, that is Abraham's father, took Abraham his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Now, did you notice what happened at the end of verse 31? It says they settled in Haran. That wasn't the plan, was it? That wasn't what God instructed or called Abraham to go do, where he called him to go be. And just to note, right, this wasn't just like a restroom break in Haran. This wasn't just a are we there yet break or a pit stop. It says they stopped traveling and they settled in Haran. Now, interesting Bible study note for us today. The name Terah means delay. T-E-R-A-H. It means delay. The name Haran means parched or barren. And I think that's significant for us today. And I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to following God, when it comes to following His call, when it comes to following the mission to love God, to love others, to make disciples, there will always be people and there will always be places that try to get us to settle halfway. Did you catch that? There will always be people and there will always be places to try to get us to settle halfway, to delay or to just sit in a place where we become parched or barren. And it may not always be bad people or bad places. It might be good, well-meaning people or good places. But there will always be people and places that try to get us to settle halfway, to give God just a portion, a piece, or a part of our lives instead of all of it, to have God be an attachment to our life instead of allowing God to be our entire life. It's that subtle place where we feel good because we've done just enough or sacrificed just a little or went out of the way just a bit to make it seem like we've arrived, but we're truly only halfway. You see, God does not call us to partial obedience or to only go halfway. Partial obedience and delay in following God only lead to desolate destinations. God is calling you and I to go all in, to take the whole journey. And here's the great news. God uses ordinary, everyday, unexpected people to carry out this mission. He just needs us to say yes, to take our next missional step. And when we do, God goes to work. That's why our big idea each week of the series is we say yes because God is faithful, not because we are able. So, where are you today? Is there anything or anyone keeping you from going all in with God? Have you settled halfway when God's got so much more for you? Are you delaying when you know God has called you to reach out to that neighbor, that friend, that coworker, that classmate? Is there anywhere you're being partially obedient, where God's called you maybe to go serve or to jump into a life group or to go on a mission trip or serve the city or care for someone in need, and you just haven't obeyed yet? It's time to take that next step, remembering that when we say yes, God is faithful, not because we are able. So I'm going to pray in just a moment, but then maybe take some time to talk to God or reflect on some ways or some areas God may be calling you to get active in His mission. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and mercy in our lives. Thank you for Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and victory over sin and death through His resurrection. It's in Him that we have forgiveness, life abundantly, acceptance, identity, and hope. And because of that, you have called us to go and reach others with this good news. Show each one of us how you'd like us to take the name of Jesus to those around us. Show us the next step that you want us to take. And may we trust, obey, and follow. And in the process, watch you do the work that only you can do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.